You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everyone. It's Takuya here.
And I'm Gabby.
And we are the hosts of History of Everything, a podcast which you can probably guess by the name is, well, I mean, it's about everything. Do you want to know why people thought potatoes were evil and would give you syphilis? Are you curious about all the stories of the terrible and stupid ways that people have kicked the bucket over the years? Do you want to hear tales about all of the different badasses of history and the lives that they had brought to life? Well, if so, then look no further. History of Everything is just the right podcast for you. It's available on Spotify, Pandora, and anywhere else that you get your podcast from. Join us for some fun and just see how weird and wacky history can be.
I'm Jenny Williamson.
And I'm Jen McMenemy.
And this is Ancient History Fangirl. This is a podcast takeover for abortion rights. As most of you probably already know, abortion rights in the U.S. are under attack. Somebody leaked a Supreme Court initial majority draft that was a full-throated, loud and proud revocation of a woman's right to choose who gets to use her body. And of course, this goes for anyone who has a working uterus, even if they don't identify as a woman.
Forced birthers would like us to believe that abortion is a radical thing that only evil baby-murdering monsters do. And they would also like us to believe that motherhood is our natural state, and that nobody really wants an abortion. In fact, abortion is a modern invention born of feminism, and it's a symptom of all the ills of modern society. And it's the devil, don't forget.
The reality is that abortion is entirely normal.
Yup. Sorry, just like, I'm very worked up, guys. Like, poor Jenny can see it. I'm like, very worked up.
Me too. I've been worked up since this happened.
Jenny has been handling most of her social media.
If you've been seeing someone yelling on the social about abortion rights, it's me.
I would do it if Jenny wasn't doing it. But she's saved my mental health because my husband has had me in the background screaming about this for several days.
Anyway, so what I was trying to say is that abortion is an entirely normal thing that a lot of pregnant capable people go through in their lifetime. One in four of us in the U.S. has an abortion in our lifetime, and abortion has existed for millennia. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be a mother, and certainly many, many people want that, but not everyone does, and that's just as natural. We posit that as long as people could get pregnant, people have been seeking out ways to end those pregnancies.
We've done several episodes that talk about the history of abortion in the ancient world. In the next couple of weeks, we'll be dropping those on our feed twice a week. Some are re-airings. One is an episode from our Patreon that many of you won't have heard before. And the last one that you're going to hear is going to be a brand new interview with a Caribbean feminist scholar.
So we're pausing our regularly scheduled episodes for a couple of weeks for a good cause, and we'll be back to Gender Rebels after this mini series within a series that is happening.
So the first episode in this series is actually one that was already planned. It's an interview with bestselling author Elodie Harper about enslaved people's lives in her new book, The House with the Golden Door. And while this episode doesn't explicitly talk about abortion that we can remember, it does talk about enslaved women having children and what happened to those children and the realities of sex and childbearing for women who were allowed no agency over their bodies. So it's tangentially related, and we decided to keep it where it is.
We also did an episode with Elodie about The Wolf Den, her first book in the series, where we did talk about contraception and abortion. So we're re-releasing that in the next couple weeks as well.
Any discussion of ancient world techniques and herbs used to induce abortion should not be construed as a suggestion to try those things if you're pregnant and you don't want to be. There are better and safer ways to get an abortion in the modern world, and we will be posting resources in the show notes for where you can get abortion pills, how to avoid digital surveillance, and other important information for those who need it.
So we hope you enjoy these episodes as much as it's impossible to enjoy anything in a forced birth hellscape. I guess we'll see you on Thursday with the first episode in this series, which is also part of the Gender Rebel series, the Elodie Harper interview.
Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you on Thursday.